Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey, don't forget, later this hour at 3:45, we will be doing, per your request, Terrible Joke Tuesday.
Got a lot already rolling in.
Oh,
those
we do?
Will get lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't submit them now.
Submit at 3:30.
Yeah, wait till 3:30. We'll put the call out at 3:30 for you to send in your terrible jokes, and we are accepting pirate jokes today.
Would you like an example?
Yes, please.
Who hides in the bathroom?
Whoa.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam. What's going on?
Who hides in the bathroom at parties?
I don't know. Who does?
Party poopers.
Okay. That's terrible. Story here from the New York Post. An Air Force veteran and former intelligence official has claimed the U.S. government has been collecting intact extraterrestrial craft for decades. As part of its UFO retrieval program.
I couldn't help but notice that as I was pulling this story to put it in the stack earlier, my browser froze.
Weird. David Grush, who is 36 years old, telling News Nation that he recently turned over proof, in quotes, of the alleged covert program to Congress and the Inspector General as part of a whistleblower campaign. Quote, these are retrieving non-human origin technical vehicles.
Non-human origin technical vehicles.
Call
Go ahead.
It, call it spacecraft, if you will. Non-human exotic origin vehicles that have either landed or crashed, he said, of the so-called secret program's alleged activities. He also suggested that more than just vehicles were found in some cases. Okay. Quoting here. Well, naturally, when you recover something that's either landed or crashed, sometimes you encounter dead pilots, and believe it or not, as fantastical as that sounds, it is true. We are definitely not alone. The data points quite empirically that we are not alone. He once worked on the government's UAP task force, Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, did not offer up any evidence to back up his claims. He did confess that he had not actually... Okay, here we go.
Come on.
He did confess that he had not actually seen any photographs of the alleged extraterrestrial crafts.
Well, as you know, when you see something like this, you are just in so much awe that you don't even think to take a picture of
That's
it.
Correct.
But had spoken at length with intelligence officials who had allegedly come forward to him. Okay, he's a nut job.
No, I don't think he is.
He's a nut job. He hasn't seen any of these crafts.
But he knows.
Knows what?
He knows.
What does he know?
Stuff about that stuff.
You so badly want this to be true.
I can't wait. Someday it's going to come out and everyone's going to freak out and I'm going to be the first person screaming, I told you so.
No, everyone's going to freak out because when it comes out, they're going to be taking over the world.
We'll still be sitting here and I'll still be saying, I told you so.
Okay.
Did you hear a legendary blind mystic has made a terrifying nuclear disaster prediction for 2023.
Okay.
Always fascinated by those who call themselves mystic. Mm-hmm. And on my way to run errands with my daughter today, we actually passed this shack, and it was one of those psychic palm reader places. And I'm like, hey, I mean, I've got an hour before I got to go into work. And she was like,
did you go?
No! But I've always been curious If you're a mystic, how are you a mystic? What do you know about me?
They don't know anything about you.
A blind mystic who allegedly predicted 9/11 is said to have foreseen a nuclear disaster that will ravage Earth before the end of 2023. Her name is Baba Vanga. She is a blind Bulgarian woman and is rumored to have predicted some of the biggest events in world history.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Rumored.
Now,
of course, she didn't write it down.
Here's the problem. She died more than a quarter of a century ago, but hang with me here. But many of her predictions that she apparently wrote down somewhere are said to have come true after her death.
Where did she write them down?
I don't know.
Am I in the Twilight Zone?
It's possible.
We got a whistleblower with no evidence of the whistle that he's blowing.
She is said to have predicted that the Earth's orbit will change.
Stop. You said that she wrote these things down. Where are they written down? And if the answer is I don't know, then how do they know that she predicted that there would be a nuclear holocaust in 2023?
She's also said to have predicted a biological weapon will be used by a superpower in 2023.
Okay, where is that written down?
That I don't know, because she died. Here's something straight out of The Handmaid's Tale. Finally, Baba Vanga is believed to have foretold the end of natural pregnancies this year.
Okay.
That is the entire synopsis, by the way, of Handmaid's Tale, that women stop being able to naturally get pregnant or give birth at all, except there's a handful of women out there, and you know what happens to those women.
I don't.
I'm not following. What is going on right now?
Well, you can let your imagination do the wandering. If there were only a handful of women in the world that were allowed to become pregnant, what ends up happening to those women?
We depopulate.
They are used for the fertilization of the earth. Have you not read The Handmaid's Tale?
No, I have not read The Handmaid's Tale.
Seen it on Hulu?
No.
Yeah. Baba Vanga died in 1996 at the age of 75.
Did she foresee her own death?
As the legend, Scott, foresee? She's blind. I told you that. As the legend goes,
she doesn't need eyes.
The mystic grew up on a farm in Romania and was blinded in a dust storm when she was 12 years old.
She couldn't have foreseen that?
It was then, her followers claim, that she received a paranormal gift allowing her to see into the future.
Oh, okay.
Her followers, so she's a cult leader.
Thankfully, not all of Baba Vanga's prophecies have been correct, by the way.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, now look. Here we go. Experts who have researched her prophecies say 68% are accurate.
Where are they written down?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
In Braille? I don't know.
Wow. I feel like we'd be better off asking the writers of The Simpsons.
68%? Yeah, that's actually a good point, Sam. 68% accuracy, and those are the people that have studied this. That's, you know, that's not bad.
Great point on the text line. If she's blind, how did she write?
Well, she was 12 when she was blinded, so mm-hmm. one would assume she could write by age 12.
Wait,
and
you think that we were teaching women to write in Romania whenever she was growing up?
I don't know.
Have you ever tried to write with your eyes closed?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. You can write with your eyes closed.
You can?
I hit a golf ball with my eyes closed last week. Okay. I have accuracy.
I want you to take this piece of paper.
Okay. What do you want me to write?
I want you to close your eyes.
Okay. I got to know where I'm starting. Okay.
Okay. You got it?
Yep. Got it.
I want you to write, I was 12 years old.
Okay.
When I was blinded by a sandstorm.
When I was. Now, I don't know if I'm bleeding into the other lines by a.
Neither did she.
Sandstorm. Okay. Okay. Look. Good.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I could read. I was 12 years old, but I was blinded by a sandstorm. You know how to read by age 12, and you know how to write. She probably wrote them down as her life progressed.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying I would take it to the bank, but 68% ain't bad.
I mean, I find it hard to believe they were teaching women to write in Romania in 1921.
I wouldn't want her, predicting like my house was going to burn down or something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and she predicted that there's going to be a nuclear holocaust in 2023,
uh-huh.
right? And that women are going to stop getting pregnant naturally.
She wrongly predicted that the 1994 World Cup final would be played by two teams that start with a B. Now, One of the teams was Brazil.
The other That's one, a safe prediction.
Other one was Italy.
Who would the other team been? Belgium?
I don't know. What other soccer B teams are there?
Belgium?
And why not just say it was Brazil and Belgium?
You couldn't see the team names.
Is there no other B-word soccer team?
Not that stands a chance of getting into the World Cup.
All right. Well, she missed that one.
Okay.
When we get back, a fight over art, but not in the way that you think. Not traditional art. Not like 1% around town for art. Chalk art? Really? We're fighting over chalk art?
And Terrible Joke Tuesday coming your way at 3:45 this afternoon.
All right, here's a weird one. Landlord tells Kansas tenant to stop with the chalk art. The feud has TikTok perplexed. This is from Mike Stunson in the Kansas City Star, and there are photographs of the chalk art in question. It's very whimsical, cute. You describe it, Scott.
One looks like a frog almost, and the other looks like a fox. It's very good, cartoonish.
Very cartoonish, but very whimsical, fun, and she clearly is an artist.
Clearly.
This is not someone who just is... Yeah.
It's not a kid.
No. Okay. A chalk art controversy has a Kansas resident and her landlord feuding, and millions of TikTok viewers are engrossed in the drama. Kara Vaughn posted this on May 28th. It shows her drawing Pokemon characters with chalk outside of her apartment in Hutch. But as the video continues, Vaughn washes away her art with water. It's because her landlord called the art, quote, disrespectful and said it needed to be removed. Quoting here from Kara in the video, she immediately tells me that what I was doing was disrespectful and not okay. I explained that it's chalk art. It just washes away when it rains.
Right.
TikTok viewers called Vaughn's art beautiful and they are showing support for the artist. More than 10 million people have watched the initial video as of yesterday. 10 million people.
Okay.
But that's just the beginning of the feud between Vaughn and her landlord. Vaughn says in a follow-up video that she had contacted city officials who told her she is allowed to draw with chalk on city sidewalks. The Hutchinson News confirmed there are no city ordinances about chalk art on public sidewalks, meaning the landlord doesn't own the sidewalk.
That's right.
But a lawyer who creates TikToks under the name Dad Chats moniker says landlords can prohibit tenants from defacing property outside the building. Vaughn and the landlord have spoken on the phone about the issue.
It's not his property.
And I don't know, the landlord has said they're sorry for how it was initially handled, but the landlord is calling the chalk art graffiti and then threatened to get an attorney involved.
Man, somebody needs a Snickers.
Okay, listen to this. KSNW got a hold of the landlord. And the landlord says, and I quote, they're not naming the landlord, but this is the quote.
Okay.
I'm just disappointed. Nobody does this to someone else's property.
It's not your property.
It's art to you, but it's not art to me. It's not something that you go out and do in front of my property. Vaughn, by the way, the artist is a middle school art teacher.
She's very good. She's horribly talented. How tight do you have to wear your underpants?
Right.
To be this angry about somebody drawing cartoon characters, Pokemon characters,
that will wash away when it rains.
Or before that. That you're going to take it to your tenant and say, quit doing this on property that I don't own.
It gets worse.
Okay.
The landlord told KSN that the chalk art feud, quote, is going to be a real problem for us.
Okay.
Quote, if you want your lease, I'm sure there's nothing in there about you drawing, so why don't you just start drawing everywhere? But I will go to an attorney because I'm very unhappy about all this, so I'm sorry that you have so little respect for any of our feelings.
Okay, nerd. Simmer down.
some of the TikTok responses. OMG, it is chalk. I can't believe this is even real.
It's not graffiti.
Here's another one. If I ever get this pressed about chalk, please someone put me out to pasture.
Yes, please. Take me out and end my life. It's over.
After the videos went viral of her taking down her art and the city newspaper reported about the topic, she woke up the other day to a colorful chalk art drawn on the sidewalks outside of her apartment. Encouraging locals all went out, bought chalk,
good,
and wrote encouraging words for her.
Good for her.
Cover every square inch mm-hmm. of that sidewalk.
There's a every day. There's a walking trail not far from my house. And every blue moon, I can tell when the kids have been out.
Yeah.
And they'll on this trail, and it's a sidewalk trail through the woods, they'll write things like, "You're awesome."
Yeah.
"Have a great day."
Yep.
"Life is beautiful."
My daughters do the same thing.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not artistic. I mean, it's clearly kids who've been out in the woods with chalk, and they're writing on the sidewalk, on the trail. And I love it. What is wrong with this person? I mean,
I know my rights.
I know my rights. How angry do you have to go through life that somebody drawing a cartoonish character on the sidewalk in chalk?
Well, I mean, how many teenagers do we see committing crimes?
Yes, or with spray paint, where you could say, okay, like, that's not okay. You can't spray paint my property or the city's property.
Kurt in Lee's Summit. Kurt, what's up?
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing? I know you're up against the clock. My thing is this. This person that called out this kid because they did the chalk art needs to have their brain extracted, flipped over, and screwed into the floor. Because they're such a pill. And like you said, they need a Snickers or a Kit Kat. Come on, people. The 3 or 5 or 6-year-old girl, then that's what they do on sidewalks. I've seen chalk art of butterflies and rainbows and everything else. It sprays off with water. Get a life.
Okay. All right, Kurt. Do appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. 586-7798. 586-7798. That is also the text line, and we are going to be doing terrible jokes at 3:45 this afternoon. So start sending in your terrible jokes now to that text line, 586-7798. We'll get to that at 3:45 this afternoon here on Dana and Parks.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I cannot wait to get Dana's take on this. The PGA Tour
right,
has ended its expensive fight with Saudi Arabia's golf venture and now is joining forces with it. The PGA and LIV, L-I-V, are joining forces, making a stunning announcement today of a merger that creates a commercial operation. As part of the deal, the sides immediately are dropping all lawsuits involving LIV Golf. From the golf side, still to be determined is how players like Brooks Koepka and Dustin Johnson can rejoin the PGA Tour after defecting last year for signing bonuses reported to be in the $150 million range.
Okay.
What does this mean?
Well, they have set off a firestorm because the PGA up until this point was saying, we don't want any part of it. That's blood money. Shame on the players for going over there. And now all of a sudden we're going to jump in bed with LIV. Listen to this from the 9/11 Families United group. From the September 11th survivors of those who died on 9/11, we will never forget. PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan co-opted the 9/11 community last year in the PGA's unequivocal agreement that the Saudi project was nothing more than sports washing of Saudi Arabia's reputation. But now the PGA appears to have become just one more paid Saudi shills taking billions of dollars to cleanse the reputation so that Americans and the world will forget how the kingdom spent their billions of dollars before 9/11 to fund terrorism. Make no mistake, we will never forget.
Wow. Money talks.
Yeah. People walk.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know a lot about anything that goes on behind the scenes, but PGA hated LIV. PGA was furious about the players who jumped to LIV.
Well, they got Phil Mickelson.
They got a bunch of
Bryson
DeChambeau. Huge names.
Brooks Koepka went over there.
Yes. Yes. Dustin Johnson. And so, but why all of a sudden now say we're going to join forces?
Because LIV did exactly what they wanted to do. They poached some of the biggest names in PGA golf, hoping that PGA would cave.
But why, I guess this is what I need someone to explain. Why not just keep the two leagues separate?
Because you don't have Bryson DeChambeau and Phil Mickelson on TV on Sunday.
From what I understand, they're not fully merging. They're still going to be PGA and LIV.
PGA
but those
Tour,
are
by
not
the way,
wait, 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 hang
PGA
on,
Tour players say they learned about the merger. Are you ready for this? On Twitter.
Says here they're joining forces, they're merging.
Okay.
It's wow.
What does that mean for all of the guys who didn't go over for $400 million?
Right, exactly.
And the other guys are still getting their contracts.
Correct. The players who chose to stick with PGA today are
furious. Help me here, because I watch golf on Sunday.
Yes.
But I usually use it to fall asleep. Colin Morikawa?
Yes.
Okay, you're familiar with that name?
Yes, he's huge.
He says, I love finding out about morning news on Twitter.
Yep.
They didn't have the common courtesy to tell the players, hey, we're merging with LIV, and by the way, you just lost out on $150 million?
Three-time PGA Tour winner Scott Stallings confirmed Morikawa's remark, responding in a tweet of his own, you and me both. I mean, this is a public relations disaster.
Do you know who Wesley Bryan is?
I don't know that I follow him the way that I follow the others.
He's a golfer. He says, I feel betrayed and will not be able to trust anyone within the corporate structure of the PGA Tour for a very, very long time.
Because they were told, Scott, we will take care of you. Stick with the PGA. We will take care of you. If you stay, please don't jump and leave. So they, and I think they didn't because they didn't want to, you know, be paid in blood money and all of those, all of those things that golf is this historic storied sport and there's honor and we're not going to jump for the money. Well, they didn't jump for the money and now everyone's in bed together and those who could have jumped for the money and didn't are just out, to Sam's point, are just out the money.
Somebody wants to know if the blind Bulgarian woman predicted this.
I would have to go back and look.
Something tells me that the Saudi Arabian investors who were part of this merger discussion walked up to the meeting and the PGA folks were like, well, where's the suitcase of cash? And the Saudi Arabian guys were like, oh, no, it's the pallet back there.
It's one thing for them to do this to all of the players who stayed. It's another thing that the players found out on Twitter.
Were live golf events ever broadcast on TV?
Yeah, they were broadcast on some like
just on the
TNT.
Internet.
True TV or TNT, I think one or two were. And the numbers were terrible.
But they had the Bryson DeChambeau.
They didn't have Rory McIlroy. They didn't have all of the players, Scott. They had some of the players.
Some of the biggest names in golf.
They had a lot of aging players, let's be honest. A lot of those players were aging.
Okay. Read that older.
Well, I mean, it is what it is.
But you don't typically become the biggest name in a sport, especially a sport like golf, without having a few years under your belt.
Man, grab some popcorn. Greg Norman didn't even know about the deal, by the way. And he's Liv's CEO. He's the public face of
the league. Wait. Greg Norman is with Liv.
Did not know.
And he was caught off guard?
Liv Golf CEO Greg Norman, the public face.
Liv CEO.
Yes, the public face of the league was unaware about the deal until moments before it was announced.
That's what I'm saying. It was the Saudi Arabian investors that were like, let's end this fight. Here's some cash.
Damn.
This is a big deal, right?
It is a corporate.
I'm not a golfer.
It is a corporate disgusting maneuver. Let's just make this about, let's say it was the NFL, okay?
All right.
And a bunch of top players jumped, and this is akin to Roger Goodell saying to all of the players here, stick with the NFL. The NFL is where you were, you know, born and raised.
Kind of like when the USFL came around in the early
80s. We groomed you. Do not leave the league. You will be worse off for it if you leave. And so all of, like, let's say Patrick Mahomes says, of course I'm going to stick with the Chiefs in the NFL. Of course I'm not going to jump. And then 2 months later, the NFL gets in bed with Saudi Arabia, and all of those players that didn't jump for the money are now out the money. It's very two-faced, is what it is.
So is Phil Mickelson and Bryson DeChambeau
all now going to play together?
Are they back in the PGA?
Grab some popcorn if that happens, because they all now hate each other.
I mean, they would have to be allowed back on PGA Tour because now the two companies have merged. There is no longer the, if you jump ship, you're not allowed here anymore because the ship is the same ship.
So does the PGA just give, like, give me a player that stayed?
Rory McIlroy, what right. I don't understand.
Do they give him $150 million?
Well, what I don't understand is what's in it for the PGA to merge with LIV. Unless it's just hundreds of billions of dollars and I'm missing the mark. What's in it for the PGA to merge? It doesn't make sense to me. Why would the NFL say to a lesser league,
so why would Liv,
we'll join with you?
Why would Liv merge with the PGA?
Because the PGA is the big dog. It doesn't make sense to me that the PGA would agree to merge with Liv.
The PGA had a decent argument in these lawsuits. The Saudi Arabian investors didn't want to go to court for it. Again, I'm just speculating here, but you can fit a whole lot of $100 bills on a pallet. A whole lot of them.
It is one of the trending topics on Twitter right now. I mean, it's pretty. It's not funny. I just don't know why the PGA would agree to do it.
Does
why?
I'm being serious. Does Rory McIlroy go to the PGA and say, guys, I stayed with you?
That's right.
When everybody
he was
else,
the face of the PGA.
When everybody else was jumping ship, I stayed with you.
Yep.
You owe me $150 million.
4 hours ago, Dan Kelly.
Who's that?
Posted this. Just listen. My last golf tweet, maybe ever, but here is video. There's Jim Nantz sitting on the right. Okay. and the commissioner, Jay Monahan, sitting on the left. Here is a video of the PGA Tour commissioner, Jay Monahan, bringing up 9/11 as a reason for players to ignore LIV and stay loyal to the PGA. This is not a great look, he says, following today's PGA and LIV merger. This is a CBS interview between Nance and the president specifically citing the attacks against America on 9/11 for reasons that you should not get in bed with Saudi Arabia. And then today they did it. This is bigger than golf.
It's fascinating.
But you can even bring it back to golf. What does it mean for the rules? LIV played under slightly different tournament style play.
They did.
Yes.
They also didn't. It was only 2-day tournaments instead of three or four.
Keith Olbermann just now. So the Saudis just bought American Golf.
Literally.
There's a lot on Twitter, you guys. If you go to, even if you don't care about golf, if you go to social media, look up 9/11 and PGA, the victims' families are furious.
And they should be.
So you used us when it was in your interest to use 9/11 as the reason to stay away from this league. And now for some reason, when it's in your financial interest to join, now all of a sudden 9/11 doesn't matter anymore.
So we've got to think that LIV paid PGA, right?
You would have to believe that.
I guarantee you PGA didn't pay LIV.
The PGA was calling this blood money the entire time. So now it's not blood money?
Well, it's not blood money if it goes into our account.
It wouldn't make a whole lot of sense for the company that was suing the other company to pay them money to merge.
Fair point. We'll do Terrible Joke Tuesday coming up in just a moment. Get your jokes in right now at 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Terrible Joke Tuesday when we return here on Dana and Parks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Terrible Joke Tuesday. Send in your terrible jokes at 913-586-7798. 586-7798.
Hey, Scott.
Dana, what's up?
Did I tell you that my husband has this weird thing at home? He's got OCD, and he arranges the dinner plates now by the year we purchased them.
Oh, really? Huh.
It's an extremely rare dish order.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
Do you know what the meaning of opaque is?
No.
It's not clear to me either.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Scott.
This is from 6584.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the old woman who lived in a shoe?
No.
Yeah, she was the sole owner.
Did I tell you the other day, Sam, I was trying to figure out why the ball kept getting bigger and bigger? Then it hit me.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam. What's up, man?
How does The Rock pee?
You mean like Dwayne Johnson, The Rock?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He Dwayne's is Johnson.
Okay.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah?
Why should you never get in a fight with a T-Rex?
I don't know.
Because you'll get your ass kicked.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
I tell you, I bought some shoes the other day from a drug dealer.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what they were laced with, man, but I've been tripping all day.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam. What's going on?
Did I tell you that my bartender girlfriend broke up with me?
No.
Yeah, I hope she gives me another shot.
Hey, Dana.
Oh, come on.
Yes, Scott.
How do you make a pirate angry from 4323?
How do you make a pirate angry?
Take away the P.
Oh.
Mm. Irate.
Got hey, it. Dana. Got okay. it. Okay. Yes, Sam.
Did you hear about the new glass coffins they're selling?
No, I did not.
They might be popular, but it remains to be seen.
Hey, Scott. Did I tell you once a boyfriend left me because my obsession, it's kind of embarrassing, with touching pasta?
No.
I'm feeling cannelloni right now.
You want to try that one again?
I'm feeling kind of lonely right now. Kind of lonely right now.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam. What's going on, buddy?
What do you call a latte with a cold?
A latte with a cold? I don't know.
A coffee. Coffee.
Get out.
Okay. Scott, did I tell you I broke my neck last year?
No.
Yeah, it was just horrible. But now I can look back and laugh. did I tell you, Sam, that I was in shock when I woke up from an accident and found out all of my fingers were broken?
What?
It was hard to grasp.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam.
You really got to hand it to short people.
Yeah.
They can't reach it on their own.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Scott.
Here come the pirate jokes, of course, from 5196. What retirement group are pirates joining in mass?
I don't know.
AARP? Really?
Sam, I started a business last week where we specialize in weighing tiny objects.
Really?
It's a small-scale operation.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
Why did the pirate go to the Apple store?
Why did the pirate go to the Apple store?
For a new eye patch.
Well, okay. Hey, 1451, lose it with the gynecologist joke. We cannot read that on the air. Dana from 0477.
Yes.
How do you know if it's a real dad joke?
How do you know if it's a real dad joke?
It's apparent.
Mm.
Here's one you'll like, Scott. Hey, okay. Scott.
Hey, Sam, what's up?
Bono and Edge walk into a bar.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, the bartender says, not you two again.
Okay. This isn't even a joke. Why did the baby cross the road?
Why?
Because he wasn't buckled into his car seat. Oh,
God.
That's not even a
joke. That is not a joke.
That's not a joke.
Did I tell you, Scott, as I suspected, someone's been adding soil to my garden?
What?
The plot thickens.
Okay.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Sam.
Where do ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden legs?
Where do ye?
Right where he left him!
Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming up in 1 minute.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.